Just real quick, a question I have, because we have CRA monies for affordable housing. Mm-hmm. We have talked in CRAs about for our law enforcement and service, public service employees. Question I have, and I don't know if this is a good idea or not a good idea, but I was curious if it would potentially help retain people, and I don't know if this is an issue. See, right. I'm putting all these disclaimers out there. I've been right. in this commission office too long. If we took the affordable housing and we purchased housing for our employees where they could just live in it. So you take, I'm a sheep rancher and they live in a sheep camp.
Right.
And we use that as an incentive and say, hey, you can come work in Emory County. I know the American dream is to own a home, but they're not renting. And I don't know how many people are renting.
Yeah, a decent home, 2-3 bedrooms.
Right. Double wide modular, something. So, is there any, what's your thoughts on that? And so that's random.
So right now,
that's a good thought.
So Deputy Lichty in Green River, he has applications in with Utah County agencies because he can't find a home in Green River that he can afford. And Mama can't find a job in Green River to help with the expense. So their thoughts are they're going to move to Utah County. He's going to hire on with Utah County Sheriff or Orem PD or something like that, and she can work, find a job up there. And the consensus is, talking to him and her, is if they had a home down there, they would be fine. They wouldn't want to look around for something else. So if they played their cards right and they were in this home for X amount of years or whatever the case was, and you could potentially save
for down payment.
But yeah, a ton of money for that. I think it's, so other agencies do that and it's benefited them. I know Highway Patrol does it in the basin, getting people to come and work in the basin because none of the troopers wanted to go out there. So they increased their wages to crazy numbers and then offered housing stipends or homes. I know Moab's in the middle of doing something like that, I think, right now.
So at Utah Raptors State Park, the new state park that's this side of Moab, that mm-hmm. was my husband's construction project. And the state, for Highway Patrol, because they can't get troopers down there because they can't find a place to live, they built housing there at Utah Raptor State Park so they can live in that housing while they work their shifts.
Yeah.
But it's, and some are family. I think some are family and some are more single,
yeah.
like duplexes.
Right.
I didn't look at the
plans.
Well,
like the crazy thing is
they've, other agencies are finding that same thing.
Right. The amount of money a trooper's making to live in Castle Dell is great. Like, he'll be one of the higher paid people in the city. But as soon as they go to a Utah County or Salt Lake, then they're down at the bottom again. So the problem that we run into here is, you know, a deputy will see what a trooper's making here, and he'll make $12 an hour more an hour. So he'll want to take that job. But luckily, there's only 6 or 8 spots in Price that they can handle. And Price, and there's a couple other areas that's the case, but for the most part, I mean, a brand new trooper's $40 an hour now, mm-hmm. and they can't keep them in the basin or in Grand County because the cost is so much. And Grand County is kind of creeping into Green River a little bit. These mm-hmm. little teeny 2-bedroom houses for $350,000.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I think
so. Most just kind of benefit Green River, wouldn't necessarily benefit
absolutely.
Here.
I think it could, you know. But I think the biggest benefit right now, I have two deputies in Green River that rent, that would benefit from that. I've got a couple up here that rent, like Preston Wilson. If you guys know Preston, he's renting a house in that house in Huntington, right there by Maverick, and he's $1,200 a month for rent there. And yeah, it would definitely benefit, I think so.
I didn't know if I was going to bring that up. I didn't know if we wanted to present CRA, like, instead of trying to go and make, maybe try to help with retention, because I know people are always looking for
something.
Yeah. And like, if $1,200 a month, they could save that and save for a down payment.
Yeah.
And maybe they could get somewhere, maybe not go and leave and think it's
right.
greener
yeah.
across the fence. I don't know. That was just a thought. I just want to put that on.
No, I definitely don't think it's a bad idea. So. Yeah, I don't know how other places are doing it. Like Wiggins down in Grand County, he's got people moving to work for him, but they live in Green River or they live in Colorado because they can't afford Moab or that area.
And if they ever move on, then the county retains the house. And
yeah. Well, I think we just I think we just own it and they just live in it, like a sheep camp for a sheep rancher. I don't know.
Yeah, except sure. Without the wheels, maybe.
Well, without the wheels. And
yeah.
It would just be, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It'd just be that we just own it and they just live in it because they work.
So how do you decide who gets to live there, though?
Well, they would be employee who's living in that area and trying to fulfill that task. So if we had, I don't know, 4 or 5 houses in Green River, if we were to spend money in that area, and the deputies, you couldn't have time, or if you have 2 deputies that were in those houses, and then you had a road department that couldn't afford to live in Green River, it'd just be county employees in that area.
Something like that.
Just to try to help retain, but I don't know, that was just a question. And my brain more goes towards sheriff's office because of the trying to keep them because they're going off to the trooper. They're going,
right.
If this would be incentivizing, if I could save $8,000 a year from rent,
right,
and stay here, then we close that gap without.
No, that's the thing, because like if Braden leaves Green River, it'll be hard to replace a Green River spot. To, you know, there's not a lot of prospects that are there, and then to move somebody in, like the same trouble that troopers have with Green River, they come in and do their 18 months, and then they, you know, they get out of there. But yeah, I think it definitely wouldn't hurt. But I know there's always going to be that making friends left and right on who you pick to live there, right? So. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing as commissioners, no one really likes us. So we make them all angry sometimes, somewhere. So
yeah, you could probably work it out to where it's maybe not the whole cost, or
would be greener, would be easier than if you're having them up here.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You've got it open to a whole
all the county employees.
Let the commissioner in his second term make
a reduced rate of rent,
right,
and utilities.
All right, before election.
Yes. After the primary. Make the decision after the primary.
Lame duck.
Yeah.
Lame duck it.
Right.
No, I just wanted to know, because I know we've had issues, and they pay that $12 like or whatever it
right.
is an hour. So I just
yeah.
didn't know if that would be useful or not, as we're trying to figure out with CRA. We haven't really come to me with like a really solid thing yet, so we're still kind of in the discovery.
State statutes putting us in a tough spot where we have to spend that money on affordable housing, but
right.
what's the right thing that's
yeah.
the optics to the community is going to be, no matter what you do with it, it's going
right.
to be, you're trying to do something.
Always something.
It's always something.
Your county uses it for student housing. I mean,
for their university, yeah.
We ought to be, I don't know how they get how they regulate that, but we ought to be able to do something.
I think if we do something, though, I think they would still probably need to pay their property tax.
Yeah.
Just so it's just so it's on that side of it, but it could be a potential way to retain some.
Yeah.
If we get to the point where we don't need it, like if the housing crashes and half of Green River hypothetically was for sale, we could always sell it when it's really low.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of money when it's really high, and then sell it when it's really low.
Yeah. The county can get the Airbnb business.
There we go.
Yeah.
And the travel, that's what Andy would want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Build the TRT.
Perfect, man. But yeah, the sheriff's hit, I know they hit the governor pretty hard a couple months ago about pay and how it's affecting us down here with the trooper thing. And so I don't know, we'll see what kind of stuff. I heard Wilcox talk about big money coming out for supporting the school security stuff, but we'll see how that works out. They just barely figured out what they're going to do with first aid kits that they've required for the schools to have. So definitely not on the fast track. But
that's all. Thanks.
Cool.